Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, August 27th, 2026. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Idaho Parks and Recreation makes an agreement with the U.S. Forest Service to maintain Forest Service trails. It's the same good neighbors agreement that is likely to allow a doubling of logging on Idaho U.S. Forest Service land in the next few years. The water system largely kept working through the Spokane wildfires, unlike recent destructive fires in Hawaii and Los Angeles. Moscow School District voters will cast ballots on November 3rd on a 7-year, $9.37 million facility levy to turn the middle school on D Street into the district's new high school. So we'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. A wildfire near U.S. Highway 95, 7 miles south of Genesee, is burning in a canyon with flames up to 20 feet in the air. The Lewiston Tribune website reports firefighters from several agencies are fighting the blaze, which is burning in brush. According to reports, the fire began this afternoon. The Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation has made an agreement with the U.S. Forest Service to provide labor for maintaining trails and improving outdoor recreation opportunities in the state. The Parks Department says the agreement covers the Idaho Panhandle National Forest and the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest and is the first of its kind in the nation under the 2025 Federal Explorer Act's Good Neighbor Authority Program. The announcement Tuesday expands on other good neighbor agreements between Idaho agencies and the U.S. Forest Service. Last year, Governor Brad Little signed a cross-jurisdictional agreement with the Forest Service that allows the Idaho Department of Lands to double Forest Service timber production in the state in the coming years. The Idaho Press reports the recreational agreement for the Panhandle and Nez Perce Clearwater National Forests will provide $166,000 in state money to improve recreation, including maintenance of 115 miles of non-motorized trails and new upgraded signs for 1,200 miles of winter recreation trails, mostly for snowmobiles, in northern Idaho. There is a second Good Neighbor Authority agreement for the Salmon Chalice National Forest in central Idaho, which includes removing downed trees from 542 miles of trails that provide access to the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness and surrounding lands. The Parks Department says wildfires, insects, and disease have impacted those trails. Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest Supervisor John Word said the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest and Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation have a long-standing history of working together to improve and maintain recreational access and opportunities. Expanding this partnership through Good Neighbor Authority leverages our shared resources across boundaries, benefiting the public and the places we love to recreate. Water for firefighters did not shut off during the August 1st wildfires that ravaged northern Spokane August 1st, unlike the situation in Lahaina, Hawaii in 2023 and in the 2025 Palisades fire in Los Angeles, where 20% of the hydrants went dry. In Spokane, there is a network of wells, booster stations, and water towers which communicate with the City Water Department headquarters at Upriver Dam. The communication system had battery backups that worked for a while during the fire until the batteries ran out. Maintenance crews raced to replace backup power systems at water infrastructure points when it was safe to do so. The control building next to the Indian Hills water tank was burned by the fire, but the tank itself kept supplying high-pressure water for firefighters, even though water department personnel could no longer control the tank remotely. That's because the tank is designed to self-regulate its water output when communications systems fail. Three booster station pumps located outside of the power blackout area continued to provide water for firefighters in the Indian Trails neighborhood. The Spokesman Review reports, although it's unclear why the Spokane water system continued to work throughout the fire while those in Lahaina and the Palisades neighborhood in Los Angeles did not, some post-incident reports provide clues. Lahaina had an outdated and insufficient water system that caused problems during everyday use. Also, PVC pipes in Lahaina melted as each home burned. In Los Angeles, the duration of the firefighting effort over several days caused the water tank in the Palisades neighborhood to empty. Spokane's water system is largely made of steel, not PVC. An advantage of that is the water is not poisoned by PVC when the water lines are burned. The Moscow School Board voted unanimously yesterday to put a 7-year, $9.37 million plant facility levy on the November 3rd general election ballot. Voters in the Moscow School District will cast ballots on converting the middle school on D Street into a new high school. According to the Daily News, if voters pass the levy, it will provide funding for upgrades to the former Russell Elementary School building and a new heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system at Lena Whitmore Elementary School. The levy will require a 60% supermajority in order to pass. If passed, workers will renovate the existing middle school on D Street into a high school, adding a new auditorium, a new career technical education facility, a new commons, more parking, and a practice field for the football team. Middle school students would then be moved into the current high school on East 3rd Street. Workers would also renovate the old Russell School building for the Paradise Creek Regional High School and district offices. The current district office on F Street would house health education classes, including classes on CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a progressive degenerative brain disease in people with a history of repetitive head impacts, such as football players. School board members say the district's long-term goal is to construct a new middle school on Oilier Field near the south end of Mountain View Road. That project would require a second levy vote in a few years. Other long-term goals include replacing West Park Elementary School with a new building. You're listening to the KRFP Evening Report. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman.
Love's Kombucha is proud to support KRFP Radio Free Moscow. Love's Kombucha is a fun, lively, fermented probiotic tea that is craft brewed right here in Moscow. For more information, visit loveskombucha.com.
Programming on KRFP is also sponsored by the Moscow Food Co-op, established in 1973. The Moscow Food Co-op is a cooperatively owned grocery store that serves as a community hub and champions healthy, local, inclusive, and sustainable food and goods.
A judge has scheduled a hearing for convicted murderer Brian Koberger for June 2027 in response to his request for a new trial. According to the Idaho Statesman, 4th District Judge Stephen Hippler scheduled an evidentiary hearing on Koberger's request for a new trial for June 27, 2027, as well as a status conference 2 weeks prior to the evidence hearing. Koberger is now claiming he's innocent of killing 4 University of Idaho students in November 2022. Despite a plea agreement where he admitted last year he murdered Kaylee Gonsalves, Zaina Kernodal, Madison Mogan, and Ethan Chapin. Last year, Judge Hippler sentenced Koberger to 4 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. Koberger's request for post-conviction relief and a new trial risks the death penalty. The death penalty was taken off the table with the plea deal. Koberger's team of attorneys now say authorities convinced their client to confess his crimes by coercion, disinformation, false promises, and withholding of exculpatory discovery, and, quote, convinced that actual guilt was not an important factor, unquote, when he agreed to the plea. Latah County Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Keith Scholl says Koberger's request is unsupported by any admissible evidence and that he, quote, is not entitled to post-conviction relief. Scholl said Koberger waived all of his rights of appeal when he said yes to the plea deal. Scholl requested Judge Hippler drop the petition because Koberger failed to raise a genuine issue of material fact. There will be a partial lunar eclipse tonight, visible from the Palouse. In Pullman, the eclipse will begin 5 minutes after moonrise at 7:28 p.m. and will reach its maximum at 9:12 p.m. At its maximum, 96% of the moon's visible surface will be in the Earth's shadow, leaving only a sliver of the moon visible. At the maximum at 9:12 p.m., the moon will be 15.5 degrees above the horizon to the south-southeast. The partial eclipse will end at 10:51 p.m., and the penumbral phase of the eclipse will end at 12:01 a.m.
Nurses and their allies are rallying for a fair contract today following what the union calls devastating cuts to mental health and emergency services at Hillsborough Medical Center. The closures coming in September will leave the state with only two remaining inpatient programs that provide care to older adults experiencing mental health crises. Cody Alexander is an ER nurse and a member of Oregon Nurses Association, which is in the middle of bargaining their latest contract. He says the units that are closing are vital to the hospital's functioning, and without them, pressure on the ER and other departments will increase.
We have one of the highest growing populations in the state of Oregon. However, our management seems to be reducing the amount of resources. We have a lot of staff who are very uncomfortable because they feel we're doing our community a disservice.
In a statement, hospital leaders said staffing shortages and low patient volume forced them to close the units. The nurses' union gathered 1,600 signatures calling on the hospital to reverse the decision, which they say they weren't told about until the 11th hour. Alexander says the closures will dramatically increase wait times, decreasing patients safety. He says the emergency room sees upwards of 160 patients a day, and they're already short beds, so much so they have been forced to get creative with space.
We're going to be using a lot of our lobby space that we have to be able to try to see these patients and try to get them the care that they need.
Alexander adds the hospital has faced high turnover rates due to the conditions, pushing nurses to bounce around to departments they're not trained for. He says along with safer conditions for patients, the bargaining team is calling for more respect for nurses and invites the public to join their rally today to show support. Nurses will gather in front of the Hillsborough Medical Center starting at 4 p.m. I'm Isabel Charlet, Oregon News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather, mostly clear tonight, low 48, west winds 5 to 10 becoming light after midnight, gusts up to 20, widespread haze after midnight. Sunny tomorrow, high 78, 20% chance of showers after midnight Friday night, widespread haze after 5 a.m., increasing clouds, low 47. Cloudy through mid-morning Saturday, then gradual clearing, high 71, west winds 5 to 15, gusts up to 25. Partly cloudy, low 41, Saturday night, west winds 10 to 15, becoming light in the evening, gusts up to 25. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high around 70. Current temperature is 79 degrees. Air quality in the Moscow Pullman area is good. Air quality in Lewiston and Clarkston is also good. Air quality throughout north central Idaho and up to Coeur d'Alene is either moderate or good. Air quality in Spokane is moderate at this hour. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscast you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. There's a drop-down box that says Support KRFP. You can underwrite programming, which is a cost-effective way of letting our listeners know your business or nonprofit supports community radio. You can adopt a DJ. There's a PayPal option and a Patreon button as well. Once again, we'll gladly accept checks of any amount at KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. I'm Lee Robartis. Jim Roach assists with tonight's newscast. Have a pleasant evening. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial and online. Coming up at 6:30, Flashpoints, the daily independent news magazine from Pacifica Radio. That'll be followed at 7:30 with music on Appearing Locally, where we feature music from artists that are appearing in the Moscow Pullman area in the near future. At 8 o'clock, we'll have syndicated music from Afrosonic Taxi, and at 9 o'clock, we'll have Trip Hop Radio. So stay tuned for that, KRFP Moscow Pullman.